Well, it's not too often that Valentine's Day actually falls on a Sunday, but today is Valentine's Day, and the one word that everybody thinks of is obviously the word love. More than any other biblical writer, the Apostle John uses the verb love. 30 times in that short little epistle, 1 John, he talks about love. He uses the word. 35 times in this Gospel of John, he uses the word love. Love is a choice. If it weren't a choice, there would be no command to love. And yet, think about those things that you are commanded to love, more so those individuals you are commanded to love. Jesus, right here in John chapter 13 and verse 34, and again in chapter 15 and verse 12, and again in verse 17, says, love one another. In Ephesians chapter 5, 25, the Bible says, husbands, love your wives. Now, why would you have to be commanded to love your wife? Ladies in Titus chapter 2 and verse 4 are commanded, the elder ladies are commanded to teach the younger ladies to love their husbands. Why would women be commanded to love their husbands? I thought you just fall into love. No, love is a choice. Also in Titus chapter 2, the ladies are commanded to love their children. In John chapter 8 and verse 42, again in chapter 14, four times in chapter 14, we are commanded to love God himself. The greatest commandment, Jesus said, was to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. It's a command. Love is a choice. And the Bible clearly says that we should love God most. That's why I've entitled this, Your Foremost Love. We should love God above anything else. God first and foremost. Jesus was questioned in Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31, when somebody asked him, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. The second is like unto it. To love your neighbor. Does anybody know how that goes? As yourself. Folks, you will never find in the Bible where you are commanded to love yourself. And yet that's one of the big things that you're going to learn in a public school. Oh, you need to have more self-esteem. You need to love yourself more. No, you don't need to love yourself more. You need to love yourself less. Loving yourself is not a problem. Loving yourself too much is a problem. And so Jesus assumed that you already did, that you already do love yourself. Love your neighbor as you already do yourself. But even among Christianity, there's a problem that we have, and that is loving something or someone more than we love God, more than we love Jesus Christ. It really wouldn't be today me asking who loves the Lord most here, because if the person, if anybody would raise their hand and said, well, I do, that would reveal a problem. None of us love him as we ought. And here in John chapter 21 is a comparative love for Jesus Christ. Jesus, with Peter standing right there, says to Peter, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? You see, if you love anything else more than Jesus Christ, you're involved in idolatry. Oh, surely not. Yes. Yes. That's idolatry, is putting anything else in the place of the one and living true God. As somebody said, this may be done mentally as well as manually. It can be something that you do in your mind, and it may be something you do with your feet. It may be something you do with your hands. It may be doing something with where you go. If you love anything more than Jesus Christ. And so the question that Jesus gave to Peter is one that he would give all of his disciples, including you and me today. Do you love me, Jesus would say, more than these? Whatever in your life is a rival to him means you're involved in idolatry. Luke chapter 14, verse 26 is where Jesus says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Challenging people with this, especially the unsaved, would not be something that they would want to hear. It's not love of country before God. It's not love of your wife. It's not love of your husband. It's not love of your children. It's not love of your school. It's not love of anything else above Jesus Christ. It's not love of your job. It's not love of any sport. It's not love of anything else that should ever exceed your love for Jesus Christ. He should be first and foremost. That's why your foremost love ought to be to Jesus Christ. Well, what kind of love does Peter have for Jesus? That's the key issue. I mean, how many times does Jesus ask Peter, Peter, do you love me? And Peter, the third time, is frustrated. Well, why would Jesus have to ask him three times? So it's that kind of love that Peter has for Jesus that is the key issue. It's the key issue for you and me too. What kind of love do we have for Jesus Christ? And why does Jesus ask only Peter here? How many other disciples are there? Well, if you go back to the verses that you see in verse 2, you see Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, the two sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples, plus the one who's writing this, included in the sons of Zebedee. So you've got seven disciples here, and yet Jesus picks Peter out. The others are listening. And then he asks three times. And so we need to ask ourselves, why does Jesus ask only Peter? And why does he ask him three times? And then Jesus' three questions vary. And the three questions that Jesus asks Peter, he could also ask you. Verse 15, lovest thou me more than these? Verse 16, lovest thou me? Verse 17, lovest thou me? But I want to focus today on simply the first question that's found in verse 15. And I want us to answer this question too. Lovest thou me more than these? Now notice the question is not, knowest thou me? The question is not, servest thou me? Because see, if you have the lovest thou me down, you will want to know him. If you have the lovest thou me down, you will want to serve him. You can serve God and not love him. We've been looking at Saul. Saul thought he was serving God. He was persecuting Jesus. And so, the most important question is, lovest thou me? That will determine how we serve him. Israel learned early, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. But the question we're seeing here in John chapter 21 and verse 15 is, lovest thou me more than these? Well, does that present a question to you? Lovest thou me more than these? Well, the question is, what are these? Obviously, if this is a comparative love, what is Jesus asking me? Dan Unruh, do you love me more than these? Larry, Rod, Bruce, Marvin, Dolores, Steve, do you love me more than these? Paul, Dave, Alex, do you love me more than these? What is he asking here when he says these? What does these refer to? Well, I'm going to ask the questions of Jesus as if he is asking you and he's asking me. There's three possibilities as to what these refer to. All three apply. We should be challenged by all three. But think of yourselves and put your name in here when I ask you. For example, here's the first question. Here's the first application. Do you love Jesus more than you love these disciples? There's seven disciples there. The these can refer to the other disciples. Peter, do you love me than you love these disciples? Here you are today. Jesus would ask you, do you love me more than the person sitting beside you, the person behind in front of you? Do you love me more than these? In other words, how would you compare your love for Christ to your love, Peter, for these other disciples? Do you love me more than you love these other men? You say, well, that can't be a possibility. Well, remember there's two unnamed disciples here. You go back to verse 2, the last part of the verse 2 says, and two other of his disciples. What if one of those two unnamed was his brother, Andrew? Peter, do you love me more than you love Andrew? More than you love James? More than you love John? Now, folks, it's not wrong to love other disciples. In fact, we're commanded to. You go back to chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, and Jesus literally says, you need to love one another. But even then, do you love Jesus Christ more? Because he teaches that we should love him supremely above all else. I've already quoted to you Luke chapter 14 and verse 26. Here's Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. There's this comparative love. Peter, do you love me more than you love these other disciples? It's revealing when a church member overlooks or excuses the sin of another church member just so we can have peace. Because if you truly love the Lord Jesus Christ, you confront sin. You don't pass it. If you truly love Jesus Christ, you don't excuse sin. Well, I'm not going to. You don't excuse it in your children, because if you love your children, you will discipline them. Believers are sometimes tempted to decide what is right and what is wrong, not by what Jesus says, but by what your friends are doing. You love your friends more. And it's not that you don't love Jesus Christ, it's that you love other people more than you love him. Sometimes we excuse sins because we know a friend who's involved in that particular sin, or we have a relative who's involved in that particular sin. I have literally met people who have a homosexual relative, and they therefore excuse the sin of homosexuality because they have some friend who's a homosexual. That does not make that person's sin right. Do you love me, Jesus says to Peter, more than these? And these may possibly refer to the other disciples. That's the first possibility. Here's the second possibility. Peter, do you love me more than you love these things? Now, we all have problems with things, possessions, money. And we need to ask ourselves, even as the Lord Jesus Christ would ask us, do you love Jesus more than you love these things? In other words, how would you compare your love for Jesus, Peter, and your love for these fish? How many fish did he just catch? 153. What was Peter's occupation? Peter was a fisherman. Folks, if you go on a fishing trip like he just had, I mean, you see these little bumper stickers that said, "I'd rather be fishing." That's what Peter says in the early part of this chapter. I go a fishing. I'd rather be fishing right now. He goes fishing and he brings all these disciples with him. And they're out there fishing. He drags them to shore, 153 fish. What a catch. Jesus may possibly be asking him, "Peter, you love me more than you love these things? Do you love me more than you love these fish?" You see, loving Jesus is not just a matter of competition of other people, but it's a matter of competition of other things. And the Greek word used here for things can be masculine or it can be neuter. So it could refer to these things. Typically, the gender is very specific. It's either feminine, masculine, or neuter. Here it can be masculine or neuter. Peter, do you love me more than these things? What things compete with your love for Christ? There's some people who love music more. Because they don't care what kind of music it is, that's what I like. Excuse me. Like? Oh no, that's what I love. I love that kind of music. More than you love Christ? Is that why you will have that kind of music that does not honor him, that dishonors him? You will listen to that kind of music and you love that music more than you love him. It's quite revealing, isn't it? Some people love pets more. It's amazing to me what pets do to people today in America today. Everything has to do with their dog or with their cat, their beast. I think a lot of Christians are going to give account to God one day about how they glorified and honored a beast more than they honor him. And they love that beast. And I call it beast on purpose because, folks, it's horses and dogs and cats and goats and sheep. And we love things more than we love him. Well, then there's cars and trucks. There's that Dodge Ram with that Hemi in it. There's that Ford F-150. I'm looking around to see what kind of trucks you guys have. It's that Tacoma. Now, we can love things like that more than we do him. There's sports. Oh no, don't go there, Pastor. Don't go there. Yeah, that's right. You love football more than you love him. You love baseball more than you love him. You love basketball more than you love him. You love golf. I tell you, golf is such a God-distracting sport, if you want to call it a sport, if you're walking around dangling a golf club and call that sports and athletics. But you love sports more than you love him. Oh, there's fishing. There's hunting. There's snow skiing. There's your hobby. There's your recreation. You notice I haven't bypassed myself. I love to ski. I love to hunt. I hate to fish. Unless I'm going with my boys, I'll put up with it. But more than him, ski on Sunday? Some people love their jobs more than they love him. Every Sunday reveals the answer as to whom you love more. It really does. There's a reason John himself in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10 calls Sunday the Lord's day. It is the day that belongs to him. Peter must have just done something that would cause the Lord to ask this. Peter, lovest thou me more than these things? And Peter had just done what he loved doing. He was fishing. John R. McKinney was given the Medal of Honor by President Truman, who told John in the ceremony he would rather have his medal than have the presidency. Journalist asked what John R. McKinney was going to do, politics or business. He said, no, I just want to go back to fishing and hunting. That was his first love. Nothing wrong with that. But it just shows you that even a man who's got the presidency would say, I'd rather have that medal than have the presidency. Peter is the one who drew the net to the shore. Prize catch. The breakfast conversation here is not recorded, but perhaps what they were talking about had to do with this amazing catch. I mean, what fisherman do you know who doesn't say how big the fish was and how big the catch was? Or the hunter who doesn't say how many points that elk had? It was a 6x6, just in case you're wondering. We always are interested in the catch. Maybe that was the breakfast conversation. And maybe it's at that point that Jesus asks him this penetrating question. Peter's love was fishing. But it wasn't just fishing. It was catching fish. That's why I don't like fishing. I like catching. And there's a big difference. And not just catching fish, but 153 fish. Great fishes. Go back to verse 11. They're called great fishes, full of great fishes. Every one of them was big, mega. Peter probably grew up doing this. It's what he wants to do. And what he wants to do and what Jesus has called him to do are in competition. Especially now that his business is successful. Especially now that his fishing business is prosperous. Now the temptation is for these things. You know what? Your business or your job may not compete for your love until it becomes successful. Now when it's successful, it begins to compete. Peter has 153 great fish to sell. He's hit the jackpot, folks. He's won the lottery. Without ever spending money to be in the lottery. No wonder Jesus himself said, a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the comment that Jesus, that is given there in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 22 is this, for he had great possessions. That rich man had great possessions. And sometimes, folks, it's our possessions. It's the things that we have that keep us from loving Jesus Christ as we ought to. I find it interesting that it's those things that we forsake for Christ's sake. Jesus says you gain both here and in the world to come. And when it comes right down to it, loving things more than Christ is literally loving self more than Christ because of what things can do for yourself. So another possibility is that Jesus is asking Peter, Peter, do you love me more than these fish? To which we could ask and apply, do you love Jesus more than you love these things? Well, there's one other possibility. It's the third one. And that's this. Do you love Jesus more than these other disciples love Jesus? Do you love Jesus more than these other disciples love Jesus? That would be like asking you, do you love Jesus more than he loves Jesus? Do you love more Jesus more than she loves Jesus? It almost sounds like a competition. And for that reason, I at first said, no, this can't be what it is. In other words, Jesus is comparing your love for Christ with the love somebody else has for Christ. Do you love me more than these other men love me? And like I said, at first I rejected this possibility because it's a competition of love, and yet this is most likely what Jesus, I believe, was asking Peter. I believe it's this third one. Because I studied this further, I concluded that Peter earlier had made it a competition. Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Remember that? Matthew 26:33. So in his boasting, there is a hint that he loved Jesus more than the others did. Go back to chapter 13 of John. Notice verses 37 and 38. Peter saith unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And notice that laying down one's life, according to chapter 15 and verse 13, is love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. So Peter is bragging about his love for Jesus. I will lay down my life for you, Lord. So Jesus calls Peter, in this case, by his, I'm calling it his BC name, before Christian, before his BC name. He calls him what? When they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon. That's the name Jesus knew Peter by before he called him Peter, John chapter 1. Instead of rock, he calls him Simon, son of Jonah. And I think Jesus may be reminding Peter of the sinful state from which Jesus had called him and into which he had returned with his denial. And he intends to remind him of his weakness by calling him his BC name. And yet he does not ask Peter, why did you deny me? You ever notice that? Jesus never asked Peter, why did you deny me? Instead, he addresses the key issue. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Because the issue goes back to love. That, folks, is the issue in so many instances in our sin. We simply don't love him as we ought. Those who boast about their love for Christ are generally trying to cover something. You ever notice how politicians today are bragging about, well, these things should be like this, and then it's the revelation comes out. They're involved in all kinds of wickedness, like the Lincoln Project that you found out. Here you've got these leaders in the Lincoln Project who are trying to put themselves up as some great men and moral and so forth, and then you find out they're a bunch of pedophiles, even as they've been talking about morality. So they have to boast about things to cover up their sin. They've got to project upon you all kinds of sin to cover up the sin that they're in. They've got to try to take the little speck out of your eye because they've got a beam in theirs. Jesus is tenderly tending to this fallen sheep. Remember when Jesus had turned to Peter after he had denied him three times, and the Bible says Peter wept bitterly. Well, his bitter weeping may be past, but Jesus, instead of avoiding an uncomfortable issue, tenderly addresses it. You know, Jesus deals with failures in our lives. He does not ignore them. He brings them up for restoration purposes. And the principle of Luke 7:47 is found in what we study here. The most love comes from the most forgiven. And Jesus does not want Peter to lose the lesson here. Because Peter trusted his own loyalty. And he had congratulated himself that his love to Christ had surpassed that of all the other disciples. And that's why Jesus says to him, Peter, do you love me more than these other disciples love me? You said it earlier that you did. I'm just asking you by what you told me. Do you love me more than these others love me? Peter's restoration parallels his fall. Peter denied Jesus Christ how many times? Three times. Jesus, three times, questions Peter's love. Peter denied Jesus publicly. And now Jesus publicly, in front of the other disciples, asks Peter to affirm his love publicly. The disciples heard Jesus predict Peter's fall. The other disciples now hear Jesus question Peter in order to restore him. All three are possibilities because all three possibilities address problems that we as believers have today. Some love others more than they love Jesus Christ. That's the first question, the first possibility I presented to you today. Some love others more than they love Christ, including themselves. Some love things, like Peter loved these fish, more than they love Jesus Christ. And some claim to love Christ more than anyone else does. The issue is not what you say. It's how you show it. As the succeeding verses show it. Because Jesus, after he would ask Peter this question every time, Peter, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Every time Peter would say yes, Jesus would answer with something. Okay? Feed my sheep. Okay, Peter? Then feed my lambs. Peter gives his answer, and we haven't even addressed his answer here in verse 15. He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Lord, you know I love you. And Peter doesn't answer, Lord, you know I love you more than I love these others. Lord, you know I love you more than these things. Lord, you know I love you more than these other disciples love you. Peter doesn't answer that. He says, Lord, you know that I love you. And he also replies, and you probably know this, with a different word. Jesus has been using that word that you're familiar with. You've heard of agape love. That's the word Jesus uses when he says, Peter, lovest thou me? Agapao, Peter? Agapao me? And Peter answers there in verse 15, Lord, thou knowest that I phileo you. Hey, what happened to the agapao? Lord, you know that I phileo you. There's been a lot of study as to how you differentiate between those two words, but I believe you can probably put it this way. Agapao is a devotional love. Phileo is an emotional love. And you know what your emotions do. One day you're in love on Valentine's Day. You're in love with your girlfriend. You're in love with your wife. You're in love with your husband because the feelings run high on Valentine's Day. And then tomorrow a problem comes up, and what happens? Ready for a divorce. What happened to that love? What happened to it? You see, it was a phileo. But an agapao love is devotion. Peter, are you devoted to me with that love that it takes? Because folks, some hard times are coming. Some hard times are coming. And if you're just a phileo type lover, when the hard times come, you're going to run. When the phileo times come, when the hard times come, the phileo type love is going to tank. But if you've got an agapao love, it doesn't matter how hard the times are. You know, there's many times you don't feel like doing things. There's a lot of times, you know what? It shows that people have a phileo type love. Emotional. I mean, that's when you sing when you feel like it, you see. A devotional of is, you know what, I sing praises to the Lord. I don't feel like it right now, but I'm going to do it. Well, I shouldn't do it. That's a hypocrisy. No, it's not a hypocrisy. Sing praises to him are commands that are given in the Bible. I don't feel like giving anything today in the offering plate. That's when you need to give. That's devotional. That's not emotional. I don't feel like listening today. That's when you need to really listen. I don't feel like doing today. That's when you need to do it, when you don't feel like it. I don't feel like having devotions today. Then do it. I don't feel like going to church today. It's too cold outside. It's snowing. Then do it. Devotional love, not an emotional type love. And one last thing. I could have said this early on, but I'm going to say it now. Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these can literally be translated this way. Simon, son of Jonas, are you continually loving me more than you're loving these things? It's in the present tense. Are you continually loving me more than you're loving these disciples? Are you continually loving me more than these others are loving me? Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. The way that you will truly love your spouse as you ought to love her or him is if you love him first. All of us need to have more love to Christ. Amen. I hope this challenged you as much as it challenged me. Even as I've preached this message before, but it is a reminder to me of how I need to love him. It's a command, folks. It's a devotional love, not an emotional love. Father, I pray that each of us would take this challenge. There's so many